The ceremony opened with a song by country hitmaker Dierks Bentley, who earlier this year released Up on the Ridge, his first bluegrass album. Dierks performed Fiddling Around with a band that included Sierra Hull, Mike Bubb, Rob McCurry, John Randall Stewart, and many of the evening's other nominated artists.
Won't you come on outside tonight? The moon is finally shining bright as day. Hey, what do you say? Can't you hear the music in the wind and see our shadows on the ground? How? Won't you come on down? We're gonna do a little fiddling around.
It turned out to be a good evening for the duo of Daly and Vincent. The pair walked away with 5 trophies, including top honors with their 3rd consecutive win for Entertainer of the Year. They also performed on the show singing Elizabeth from their album Daly and Vincent Sing the Statler Brothers. Joining them was the man who wrote the song, Statler brother Jimmy Fortune.
Oh,
Jamie Daly and Darren Vincent also received their 3rd straight Vocal Group of the Year award and their 2nd award for Album of the Year for Daly and Vincent Sing the Statler Brothers. That album also took home the graphic design honor. The duo also contributed to Larry Stevenson's CD, Give This Message to Your Heart, which took home the Recorded Event of the Year trophy. Other multi-award winners included Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper. They received 3 awards, including Cleveland's 8th Fiddle Player of the Year award and Marshall Wilburn's 2nd consecutive win for Bass Player of the Year. They were also named Instrumental Group of the Year. Adam Steffi won 2 IBMA awards this time, Mandolin Player of the Year and Instrumental Performance of the Year for his song Durang's Hornpipe. The Gibson brothers also took home 2 trophies, their first win since getting the Emerging Artist of the Year honor in 1998. The Gibsons' version of Ring the Bell won both Song of the Year and Gospel Performance of the Year. In his acceptance speech for the latter award, Eric Gibson told the story of how they found that song.
Thank you so much. We found the Gospel Song of the Year in a barroom in Muncie, Indiana. We were there with Chet O'Keefe and his band. He wrote this song. And he needs a round of applause.
Well, it's just so great to be here. And one of these fellas, I forget which one, came out and said, will you send that song to me? And here we are a year and a half later. And that's just a thrill to be here. So thank you so much.
The Emerging Artist Trophy went to the Josh Williams Band this year, with Josh winning his 3rd straight Guitar Player of the Year award. Other Instrumentalist Award winners were Rob Ikes, who took home his 12th award for Dobro Player of the Year, and the Grascals' Kristen Scott Benson, who took home her 3rd consecutive honor for Banjo Player of the Year. Male Vocalist of the Year went to Russell Moore of Third Time Out. He's now won that 3 times. Claire Lynch received her 2nd award for Female Vocalist of the Year. Claire also performed during the award show, singing Bill Monroe's My Florida Sunshine.
Way down in the state of Florida, Florida, where the old Swanee River flows, where my sunshine is waiting for me. Way down where your street dwells.
2010 also saw Louise Scruggs and John Hartford posthumously inducted into the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. The evening ended with an all-star tribute to Hartford by the John Hartford String Band, a group made up of one-time Hartford band members who are working to keep his memory alive. They were joined on stage by bluegrass icons Sam Bush, Peter Rowan, Jerry Douglas, Allison Brown, and Tim O'Brien performing the classic Gentle on My Mind. I'm Catherine Cole.
Makes me tend to leave my
my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words or bonds, or the ink stains that have dried upon some line. It keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever